So if you a woman and you have actual standards for men, and this is not to put nobody down, this is not to talk about what the next chick cool with, you're gonna have to understand that it's gonna be harder for you to find a man.
It's like it should be illegal for women to give other women advice. You should be able to call the police. Okay, we're sending 5 units out there just to be safe. Okay, cool.
A lot of these chicks keep a man because they don't require much. A lot of these chicks don't require a man to be faithful. They don't require rings before babies. They don't require their bills to be paid. They don't even require dates. Like, a lot of these men don't even put no whole bunch of effort into themselves.
What? Why?
So they really not about to be putting no whole bunch of effort into a woman. So if you having trouble dating, understand that if you actually have real things that you want to accomplish in a relationship other than laying around and shacking up, whatever, then it's going to take you longer to find somebody. Like, it's not just you. And it's nothing wrong with women who don't require a lot, but it's a lot of these chicks keep a man because they don't require nothing but laying in the bed. Like, they think it's just an accomplishment to have a man around, period. Regardless if he don't take them nowhere or do nothing for them.
What? Jealous?
Your standards aren't the problem. The guys you want to meet these standards, that's the problem. Because if you qualify for the type of guys you like to meet those standards, you would have it by now. You look like you could be about 30. You've been on the market for 15 years. Why is it not kicking in to you? She isn't the worst looking black woman you ever seen. And she's not the fattest looking black woman you ever seen. She could go on a dating app right now and pick a regular Joe out her inbox who would meet her standards. As far as just being a decent human being, taking her out, doing some things for her. Nothing too spectacular, but the basics. Without a doubt.
A man is trying to find himself that ain't found it yet. He might be a fat nigga. He might be the soft little geek nigga with the glasses. That's the one that's going to be faithful because don't nobody else want him.
This is for my lady. Stop entertaining those dry ass messages. That man says, good morning. What you doing? What you eat? How's your day? Good morning. What you doing? How's your day? What you got planned? The same boring ass, basic ass shit.
Just saying all the nastiest things y'all can think of, right? Just keep saying, oh.
That man ain't taking your ass serious. He didn't even initiate a date. He didn't ask if you just wanted to go walk in the park. Them be the men that do a lot of this, but no actions. They talk blah, blah, blah. You're cute. Blah, blah, blah. I want to marry you. Blah, blah.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
But no actions be showing. No fucking actions. Just a bunch of talking. Get rid of those. Because they're not going to take you serious.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
Obviously, this woman is extremely obnoxious, loud, masculine, aggressive. All the stereotypes she meets. She's a walking stereotype. Now, here's one thing I can tell you for sure. If she couldn't wear makeup filters and that European, fake European hair in her head, all this confidence will go out the window with the quickness.
You don't know that.
I would tell her to go get some therapy because she need help, because no man of value is going to want anything serious with a woman who act like this on the internet to boot.
If you catch her on a sidewalk and you in a car, it is what it is.
I'm going to just say this. You can't be trying to be the man in my life and you're not doing nothing for me. And it's not gold digging or nothing like that. It's just like, I do so much for myself. You're not about to be around me, not helping. Like, for example, and I'm not just saying like, oh, you got to go out and buy me a new tire, but at least go online, look up some places. Oh, you could go here, or do you need help getting around? I can look into some things for you and see what I can figure out.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
I like do something. Because any man that's for me for real is not about to sit here and listen to me stress and not do nothing about it. And then especially say, I want to see you. Nigga, you ain't even checked on if my car is cool, if I need help, anything.
Y'all don't get it, man. Y'all really don't freaking get it. Ladies, you.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Here's the thing. Y'all set these situations up like this. You allow yourself to be used as an F-doll for 6 months, and then all of a sudden you want him to care about your tire being busted or something. No, you've been his bedroom fun for months and months. You let him come over at 3 a.m. for months and months, and now you expecting concern about your car situation? It don't work that way.
It don't work that way.
Willing to take care of you, the kids, and the household, but has no ambition worse than with.
When you say take care of, what do you mean?
He pays all the bills. He take care of the kids. He step in.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
How he do that with no ambition?
No, he got money. I want more.
You know what?
He's complacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the year when the job market is cooked, when the housing market is cooked, when people are walking away from their children, you got somebody at home that is paying your bills. He is taking care of you, and he is taking care of your kids, and you are figuring out, should I leave him? Are you cool?
Unfortunately, for a lot of men, there are so many women telling them you have to be more ambitious. And it's because they want the ambition to look like what they want it to look like. But his ambition is waking up every day and going to work.
Bingo.
Waking up every day and showing up for my children, showing up for my home, like that's just as ambitious. You know how ambitious you have to be when you are going through depression, your girl is telling you you need to do more, and then you don't feel like you're good enough, but she don't know the mental and emotional and spiritual battles that you have and how you still trying to show up for your home. That's ambition, baby. Take a moment, read, I think it's 1 Timothy 5:8. Because what it talks about is a man who neglects his home is the same as a man who denies his faith. This man is taking care of his home. There is faith and grace in that. He is being provisional. He's still leading. So we have to acknowledge that, because if not, you're going to lose that. Like, that's a gem, baby.
I make my own money.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
I make my own money. I make more than him.
Ooh. And you said he pays all the bills?
Yeah.
And you make more money?
Yeah.
You mentioned that you make more money than him, and I want you to know that was not done by mistake. That was a systemic thing that was put into place so that the black woman can be elevated to start looking at their men like they're not doing enough.
Oh.
It is very intentional, the fact that you make more money.
La 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 la, I am not listening. La 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 la.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it.
I want you to really concentrate on me.
And even though your man is showing up for you, you start looking at him for like, why can't you do more?
The fact that this man is covering the bills, even though he knows you make more, let me tell you what he's doing. This man is willing to maybe put things on pause so that you can elevate.
That's a damn shame.
First and foremost, she wasn't trying to hear really what they was talking about. So why go ask? See, women only go ask these questions to get validation. They don't go to a therapist to hear anything that's going to be constructive criticism that might help the situation. They just want a professional to tell them, girl, you right. You know what I mean? He should step it up. But she's already screwing another dude. And I understand why, because this dude is a sucker and some other names. Because he's paying all the bills when this woman makes more than him. You know how much of a weak simp chump you got to be to pay all the bills for a woman who make more than you?
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. Nobody is going to respect him.